In West Africa, the push to prevent militant Islamists from expanding beyond their base in northern Mali is shifting into a ground war. French and Malian troops are now directly engaging al-Qaeda-linked rebels in combat. They've surrounded a desert village that jihadists overran when they began pushing south toward Mali's capital. This escalates the battle that began last week when France sent in fighter jets to attack the rebels. To learn more, we're joined by Sudarshan Raghavan. He's a Washington Post correspondent covering the events from the capital, Bamako. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Renee.
So tell us what is happening now.
Well, what's happening now is that the battle has come down towards into central Mali and basically focused on the village of Jabale, where the Islamists essentially have taken over the village. And what we're seeing now is that this ground confrontation happening between the Islamists and French forces and Malian troops. As we speak this morning, I spoke to a Malian colonel who told me that there are infantry units, more infantry units being sent towards the village. So overall, we're definitely in a new phase of the war, which is ground operations.
And also, I gather Nigerian troops are readying to move across the border into Mali. How does all of this change the fight? I mean, from a military standpoint, but also a regional and international one.
Well, a couple months ago, basically, the UN Security Council approved a proposal by Mali's neighbors to send 3,000 troops to essentially liberate northern Mali. What we're seeing now with this surprise military assault by the French is that everyone is trying to speed things up, to speed up the deployment. So Mali's neighbors are now pledging to send troops much sooner than expected. It was supposed to take nearly several more months before these troops would actually arrive. But Mali's neighbors are now trying to speed up their deployment, send troops in quickly in order to have this seen as an African operation rather than a French operation.
And this escalation seems to be having broader effects. There's a hostage situation going on now in Algeria with reports that hostage takers are demanding an end to the French incursion in Mali. What do you know about this?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, this is the biggest fear for the United States and its allies, Western allies, is that a conflict in northern Mali could spill across borders essentially spread across this vast or lawless stretches of desert in several different countries. And particularly, I mean, I think the fear certainly amongst the U.S. officials is not that these militants can target the United States as the al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen has done, but rather they're going to target Western interests. Events like what happened yesterday in Algeria, taking hostages of Americans or Europeans or French and so on. That's sort of the big concern here. And I think that's certainly one reason why you're seeing a bit of a reluctance, a hesitancy for the U.S. and other European countries to engage to fully support France in this in their military campaign. Is because, you know, they fear a backlash that could affect American and Western interests in this region and perhaps even beyond.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sudarshan Raghavan from The Washington Post speaking to us from Bamako, the capital of Mali.